With Radio On The Go News, I'm Brian Fancher reporting. A dense fog advisory remains in effect until 11 o'clock this morning for Hancock, Wright, Franklin, and Hardin counties. If driving, slow down, use your low beam headlights, and leave plenty of distance ahead of you. A new business will be moving into the former Shopko Hometown Store building on the south side of Hampton along Highway 65. Hy-Vee Communications Manager Ivy Sprague tells Radio On The Go News that she can confirm the new Dollar Fresh store coming to Hampton and says they are looking at an opening date in the fall of 2020. Sprague says the first Dollar Fresh store in Iowa opened in Osceola in October of 2018, and customers will find a lot of the same things they would find in a Hy-Vee.
There's going to be a full selection of grocery items. We'll have a bakery section with a full range of fresh bakery treats. The Dollar Fresh locations will have a dollar section, a wall of value that will have a lot of our private label brands that represent a great selection of kind of grocery staples at value prices. They'll have a ready-to-eat meal offering that you can sort of grab and go on your way home from school or work, a full range of fresh produce items. Some of our Dollar Fresh locations will have cosmetics. It just kind of depends on the layout that our store leadership chooses for that location there in Hampton, which we're still nailing down.
Sprague says the store is a new format that Hy-Vee has been bringing to smaller communities.
The Dollar Fresh brand represents a really good customer experience, a good selection of prices and products. We started opening these stores in the fall of 2018, and we've opened 5 additional stores since then.
Last fall, 3 Dollar Fresh stores opened in Toledo and Emmitsburg in Iowa, and 1 store in West Point, Nebraska. This past week, the Hampton City Council received a financial update on quality of life projects such as the 150th celebration. The 150th celebration committee requested the city approve an additional $10,000 for concert-related expenses. The Hampton Council asked the committee to report back to the city at the next council workshop meeting with proposed budget details for the celebration. One of the co-founders of the FindJody.com website and organization has retired. Gary Peterson, along with Josh Benson, formed the idea in 2003 to help in the search for Jody Huizentrou. Huizentrou disappeared while on her way to work at KIMT-TV in Mason City on June 27, 1995, has not been heard from since that day. She was declared legally dead in 2001. Gary and Josh, along with several others, have been working on this case to help law enforcement agencies. Some of the ways they've been doing that include being interviewed by media organizations, taking road trips across Minnesota and Iowa looking for clues, interviewing those who knew Jody, and updating the FindJody.com website on a regular basis. Gary Peterson's worked in the news business for many years, says it's now time for someone else to chase tips in this case. Early yesterday morning, the Hardin County Sheriff's Office arrested 40-year-old Ryan George Mentir of Eldora on a warrant for second-degree theft. Mentir is being held at the Hardin County Jail. He was previously wanted on warrants out of Marshalltown for failing to appear and rioting. Authorities say a guard was assaulted at Anamosa State Penitentiary. The assault occurred yesterday afternoon at the guard's post. The Iowa Corrections Department says the inmate punched the guard in the face, but other guards soon came to the aid of their colleague and subdued the prisoner. The guard was taken to Jones Regional Medical Center in Anamosa for treatment. Last night, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 19-year-old Ryder Park Grant of Latimer on a Wright County warrant for failing to appear. Grant is being held at the Wright County Jail. Saturday morning, the Franklin County Sheriff's Office arrested 22-year-old Bailey Miller of Hampton on a warrant from the original charge of domestic abuse. Miller was later released from custody. Iowa Congressman Steve King says he won't speak publicly about the case of a young girl who was raped by a family member and became pregnant, but he's open to talking privately with those directly involved. King held a town hall meeting in Clear Lake this past Thursday, was asked if he would support an abortion in a case like this. The same question King was asked in August at a town hall meeting in Rockwell.
This is a specific case that people in the neighborhood know. And I don't want to say anything here or in front of the press that's going to put any more stress on anyone.
King is a longtime advocate of banning all abortions. King was noncommittal Thursday, though, as to whether abortions should be allowed when a girl who is not yet a teenager becomes pregnant due to incest.
That's way too tough a decision for a legislator or legislature to make. I don't want to touch that one right now because there are very, very few cases.
King, who is seeking a 10th term in the U.S. House, faces Republican challengers in the June primary. Tomorrow and Wednesday, Hardin County ISU Extension will hold meetings on the 2018 Farm Bill. Information on the 2018 Farm Bill will include yield updating, price loss coverage, and ag risk management, and implications of PLC and ARC on participation in the supplemental coverage option and related decisions that need to be made by March 15th. Tomorrow's meeting will be held at the St. Paul Lutheran Church Fellowship Hall in Eldora from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. And Wednesday's meeting will be held in the Hamilton Auditorium at Ellsworth Community College in Iowa Falls from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. There's no cost to attend the meetings, however, pre-registration required. To register, call 641-648-4850. A couple of North Butler students are raising money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Aubrey Obermeyer was nominated for Student of the Year by a family member to raise money for LLS and has teamed up with a friend, Michaela Shear, to help meet their goal of $20,000. Obermeyer tells Radio On The Go News, LLS has made a difference in cancer research.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society helped advance 43 of the 49 blood cancer options approved by the FDA since 2017. They also invested nearly $1.3 billion in cutting-edge cancer research since 1949, and they have also helped with blood cancer, but other types of cancer and diseases too.
Obermeyer and Shear say donations are being taken now through March 5th during the seven-week campaign. Those interested can send a donation by mail to 507 North 5th Street in Green. The zip code is 50636. Checks can be made payable to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. You can also donate through their websites, which you can find as a link on this story online at RadioOnTheGo.com. Saturday at the Latimer Community Center, a chili cook-off was held to benefit projects at the Trailside Community Park in Latimer. The event was organized by members of the Emmanuel United Church of Christ who have a goal of raising $40,000 for several improvements at the park. Among the improvements to be made are the addition of two playground structures designed for ages 2 to 12 and resurfacing of the outdoor basketball court. Organizers say they've raised just over half of their goal. As for the chili contest, 8 entries were presented, including 6 from Latimer, 1 each from Hampton and Rowan. The judges voted a tie for second place that went to Anna Dunwald of Latimer and Steve Arlo of Hampton. The entry of Shirley Strong of Latimer won first place. Shirley tells Radio On The Go News that she added new ingredients to her recipe for the competition. Beef, broth, and cumin were optional toppings of shredded cheddar cheese and sour cream were part of the winning recipe. Josh and Kendra Keene of Latimer submitted the recipe that earned the People's Choice Award. Today's guest on the Radio On The Go Newsmaker program, Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Nagy, will be discussing a wide range of topics. The Radio On The Go Newsmaker program airs weekdays over the noon hour on KLMJ with archive programs under the news tab at RadioOnTheGo.com. The high in the past 24 hours here at our studios, 29, and the low of 23. For Radio On The Go News, Brian Fancher reporting.